The shit hits the fan in October of 24. In October of 24, the shit hits the fan. Sorry to have to use the S word there twice, ladies and gentlemen, but sometimes it's the only word to use, and there's no other word more appropriate. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's the Revelation series with your host, Martin Zender. October 24 is the middle of the last 7 years. 2024, yes, 2024. 7 years from now, October. That's because the tribulation starts in spring, March, April. Nisan by the Jewish calendar, spring of 2021. As I speak to you, we are in May of 2017. When the disciples spoke of these being the last days, Peter says, in these last days, he wasn't kidding. Because the last days, you could say, began then. It would be the last 2 days of the 6,000-year calendar. That's a plural, isn't it? The last days. If there's 6,000 years, six prophetic days to man's rule of this planet Earth, then the 2,000-year period from Christ, in which Peter found himself, would be two prophetic days. Therefore, it would be the last 2 days, would it not be? Those were the beginning of the last days, so it was appropriate for Peter to say those were the last days. Now the question arises, how did some in Israel know that the Messiah was coming? Because they took prophecy seriously, and they knew that God wanted them to know, and they had calculators, not of the degree we have. Maybe they had something akin to the abacus. I don't know. Maybe they made scratches on a wall. But I am now going to read to you Daniel 9, verse 25. Theoretically, here. Daniel 9, 25. Now, you should know. This is the Concordant version, and that was just scripture I was giving you. Now you should know. This is Daniel speaking. You should know this. What I'm about to tell you, says Daniel, you should know. You should know and be intelligent. : From the going forth of the word to cause a return and to rebuild Jerusalem, from then until Messiah the governor is seven sevens and 62 sevens. Seven sevens and 62 sevens. That is 69 sevens of years. That is 483 years. It shall return and will be rebuilt, square and salient, even in the constraint of the times. And there was constraint under the times of Nehemiah. Artaxerxes was the man who made the decree from Babylon during the end of the Babylonian captivity that Israel was to go forth after 70 years of captivity, go forth and rebuild the temple. This is a big time peg for Israel to know when Messiah was coming. And Daniel says, now you should know. You know, this, Daniel's writing this, but this is actually the angel Gabriel who is telling Daniel this. So I misquoted here. This isn't Daniel. It's, well, in a way it's Daniel, but it's Gabriel. Let's go up to verse 20. Then I'm going to delve into the details of this and remind you that this is not an unusual thing, that God would set apart periods of times and count down the days so that people would know. Not so after the fact people could look back and say, wow, looks like there was some prophecy going on there. No, the prophecy is to prepare Israel for a large event. And I dare say that the return of Christ in glory is a large event. Verse 20, Daniel chapter 9. While I was speaking, praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and casting my supplication before Yahweh, my Eloah, on behalf of the holy mount of my Eloah, even while I was speaking in my prayer, behold, the man Gabriel, whom I, fainting with faintness, had seen in the vision at the start, was touching me at the time of the evening approach present. This is Daniel in Babylon. He's beseeching God because his people are being afflicted by a foreign power. They were carried away because of their failure to observe the sabbatical years, to rest, to trust God. They were sacked by Nebuchadnezzar, taken to Babylon. So now Daniel is again being visited by a celestial messenger in charge of Israel. That would be Gabriel. He made me understand by speaking to me and saying, verse 22, Daniel, I have come forth to give you insight and understanding. And yet I'm told that understanding is to be discounted. Understanding is too much to have. It's not good to have understanding. We just can't know. And so even in our own camp, we're confronted with a bunch of agnostics who say you just can't know. And I'm sure they said that to Daniel. Who are you, Daniel, to give us a 483-year period for the coming of the governor, the coming of capital G governor, the Messiah? You just can't know. Oh, bunch of agnostics then too, I guess. He made me understand by speaking to me and saying. These were words that were understandable by Daniel. Words spoken in his language. I have a feeling that the messengers of God, especially Gabriel, are probably multilinguists. I have come forth now to give you insight and understanding. Verse 23, at the start of your supplications, a word from Yahweh went forth, and I have come to tell you, for a man of coveted qualities are you. Then understand what is in the word and understand what is in the sight. 77s are, God loves the number 7. 7 is a complete period of prophetic time. The 7 days of creation, the 7,000 years that sees even the kingdom of God to its finality. 77s are segregated for your people and for your holy city to detain transgression, to make sin come to an end, to make a propitiatory shelter for depravity, to bring the righteousness of the eons, to seal the vision and the prophetic word, to anoint the Holy of Holies. So now, joined in progress, this is Gabriel speaking. Now you should know and be intelligent, Gabriel to Daniel. From the going forth of the word to cause a return and to rebuild Jerusalem, from then until Messiah, the governor is 77s and 62 sevens. That's 69 sevens. That's because why he said there were 77 remained. Where's the last 7? He's getting there. Let's go ahead in verse 26. After the 62 sevens, Messiah shall be cut off, and there will be no adjudication for him. So there was a first time of 7 sevens, and then there were 62 sevens following that, making a total of 69 sevens. So the end of the 62 sevens, spoken of here in verse 26, is the 62 sevens as it has followed the first 7 sevens. And I forget what happened during those first 7 sevens, but there, that time was split in half. The 69 sevens were split in 2, 7 and 62. And it escapes me now why that first 7, what happened then. But after the last segment of the 69 sevens, that is the 62 sevens, Messiah would be cut off and there will be no adjudication for him. And the city and the holy place shall be laid in ruins with the other governors coming. That would be Titus in AD 70. Then its end is by an overflowing, and until the end of war, desolations will be decided. Where's the last 7? I'll just ask that question, insert that here real quick. Because there remains one more 7 to the prophetic picture. And that last 7 years is the time, exact time of tribulation, which will be 2 1,260-day periods. In other words, 2,520 days. 2 periods of 3.5 years each. It remains. And Jesus knew that. when he stood up in Nazareth, unrolled the scroll of Isaiah, and he says that this is at the inauguration of his public ministry, I declaring to you the favorable year of the Lord, which was also a jubilee year. The year 28 AD, not 2028, 28 AD was a jubilee year, this is significant, when Jesus stood up and declared the favorable year of the Lord. And he's going to do all these good things, give sight to the blind, liberate the captives, everything that would mark a jubilee year every 59 years when property in Israel went back to its rightful owners, when those who were sold into servitude came back to their posterity, to their fathers. This was all typical of the jubilee. And so, is it a far reach to say, to start counting jubilees from that time? I don't think so. But then what happens? He closes the scroll, rolls up the scroll, right before he gets to the next part of Isaiah's prophecy and the judging of God, the indignation and the just judgment. It turns a corner, Isaiah does. He turns a corner from the favorable year of the Lord and the day of judgment. But it wasn't time for the day of judgment yet, because the Messiah was there. Israel had a quote-unquote chance to accept her Messiah, but she didn't. So there remains 7 years to the 77s of years, the 490 years. The first part of that, the 69 sevens, were fulfilled when Jesus came. And so my original point here, what I wanted to tell you, was that there were people in Israel. There were people in Israel who were savvy to this. They knew because they could count the days. They just said 483 years. And they got out their little abacuses or abaci, and they started counting. 483 years is 173,880 days, counting 360 days to the year, which is how they did it. 360 is perfect. Remember, I told you 6 has to do with the times of humanity. 6, on the show 666, I told you that the day is divided by multiples of 6. You know, 12 months and things of that nature. Well, it's also with the degrees of the compass. There's 360 degrees based on the 12 zodiacal signs. And so, and that corresponds to God's calendar, not our modern day calendars and reckonings. This is very complicated, but in a way, it's simple. Got these beautiful round numbers, 360. Bullinger deals with that in number in scripture. So anyway, all they had to do, all an astute Israelite had to do then, was calculate the years, the days, and count them down to the coming of the Messiah, governor. Now, there could be little sub-arguments there between them, like, would that be his birth, or would that be his public announcement? Or would it be when he rides into Jerusalem, a victor, quote-unquote, on the donkey there, on what the Catholics would call Palm Sunday? When is the coming of the governor? So there's some play there. But they knew the general time, and they were on the lookout. They knew the time, the days were fulfilled. The point is, God has a fulfillment in mind, and it concerns days. And they count. He's for sure counting years when you talk about the lifespans of people of the generations of Adam, which I did for you. And I'm going to do it for you for the reigns of the kings of Israel to show you how this time bridge continues. And years, this is my genius kicking in here. Thank you very much. Put my shades on for this. You ready for this? Years consist of days. That's right. Years consist of days. There are 360 of those suckers in each year. And so there's 133,880 days. I have some nice videos for you back from the archives, the Grooveyard of my greatest hits from the bunker days from this series. If you want to get I'll just give you those shows. If you want to go back to the Grooveyard here from the bunker days, watch some good shows that really pertain to what I'm talking to you about now, you should go back to Revelation series number 47. You just go to zenderonrevelation.com and you look at the top and it says complete archives. It's a beautiful thing. It's a little tab. You hit that tab and you got all the shows there. Go to show 47. It's called 173,880 Days Were Literally Fulfilled. Show 46 is good also. 490 years set apart for God's people. This is a good one that I'm going to be talking about, to you about in the next couple of days. Show number 53, called God Stops the Clock When Israel is in Apostasy. It's a standard operating procedure of His. God is not doing anything weird now. What He's doing now, He's done before. He calculates years for the sake of His people. You heard Gabriel. That wasn't me. I want you to know. Be wise. Be intelligent. Here's 173,880 days for you and your people. In other words, 69 sevens of years. I want you to latch onto this, boy, and get it, because it won't be one day before or one day after.